When you are 21, with your whole life ahead of you, any serious injury can be devastating, especially if it takes away a pursuit that gives you your joy in life, which happened to Ireland's David Quinn. Thankfully, he had the strength of character, even at that age, to move on, and the two very different things he chose to do next would by chance combine to change his life in a wonderful way. But it all started with resilience in the face of adversity. So let's hear more from David Quinn. David Quinn always said he would walk again. The injuries to his back and right leg were frightening for the 21-year-old to consider, and he would take 8 months of rehab before he could leave the wheelchair and walk out of the hospital on crutches. But he made it. One day back in November 2001, their car had skidded on a patch of oil and hit a bridge, tumbling down a bank and landing on the car's roof. David Quinn couldn't move his legs. Lying upended against the car's ceiling, petrol was leaking down into the front seats and sparks were flying in front of them around the dashboard. His father realised the key in the ignition was keeping the engine running. It was now or never, and David lunged towards the key.
Yeah, it was just a lonely part of the Wicklow Mountain. We've travelled it every week up to that, and then just a freak accident happened. You just never know what's around the corner, really. Just a simple thing can be so devastating.
David had been a highly talented motorcycle rider and a national motocross, which is off-road track racing, champion. After hurtling around muddy racetracks for nearly a decade with hardly a scratch, winning three successive junior Irish championships from age 12 in the process, David and his father James had now nearly died on a routine journey on a peaceful mountain road.
Yeah, that was my ambition, to become a professional motocrosser, because I had been number one champion in Ireland 3 years in a row when I was a schoolboy, and then I went to Northern Ireland to race where the level was even better. So I was doing well there, and then the father took me across to England. I was doing a lot of internationals and the champion of champions, where I was doing pretty well in England.
He started riding at the age of 8. He loved the speed, the noise, the thrill of the race against his mates. But on other days, he would also follow his dad to Arklow Golf Club, a fine links course south of Dublin, and play some golf with a man whose calm and thoughtful presence showed him the way back then, as it does to this day. The county of Wicklow is in a beautiful area of Ireland, blessed with some wonderful golf courses, and his dad James, a fine golfer in his day, had played with the top Irish professional players and even Seve Ballesteros when the great man was fine-tuning his game on the region's links courses in 1976 in readiness for the Open over at Royal Birkdale on England's northwest coast. David loved hitting his own good drives down the fairways at Arklow, but although he enjoyed the company of the older golfers, it couldn't quite match riding the bike for thrills and spills.
Golf was in my blood all along, as well as the motocross, because the professional that taught Harry Carrington in his schoolboy days, Walter Sullivan from the Grange Golf Club, he wanted me to play golf, and he said he'd have me Irish champion by the time I was 16, and I decided not to, that I'd take the fast lane in motorbike racing.
The youngster was mesmerised when he watched the professional riders on television and dreamed of making it to the top international events and possibly earning his living by riding. David's dad proved a wise counsel and mixed encouragement with realism, but neither could have predicted the events of 2001, when David was at his peak as a rider aged 21, when the highly infectious bovine disease, foot and mouth, erupted in areas of England, disrupting events and travel. This meant David and his father couldn't enjoy the season as planned, and one day in November, instead of sweeping over the humps and hollows of English racetracks, they were driving in the Wicklow Mountains on a late autumn morning, looking to buy some engine parts at a sale.
Yeah, I was doing all my international motocross racing, champion and champions, internationals down near Brands Hatch. Yeah, we were over there nearly every second weekend doing the motocross race, and it was really taking off. Well, unfortunately, we were stopped from doing motorbike racing with the foot and mouth disease that time. So that's how we were in Ireland at the time. So probably if that hadn't happened, I'd have been in England racing, and it wouldn't have happened. But we can't turn the clock back. It was in the Wicklow Mountains on the 14th of November 2001. We're going across the Wicklow Gap heading for Hollywood one Sunday morning at 6 o'clock. The father got a skid on oil. We hit a granite bridge, and the passenger side of the car took the full impact of the bridge and turned over down into the field beside the river. I was left hanging out the seatbelt, and it just disconnected the seatbelt, and I fell down on the roof beside him. I didn't know what was wrong or what had happened. And then there was all sparks hopping out of the ignition, and there was petrol dripping down beside us on the roof. And he just said, "We have to turn off that ignition." And I seen a vision. I couldn't feel from my legs. I was paralyzed from the waist down. And I just dived for the steering and I turned off the ignition and all the sparks stopped.
David couldn't feel his legs. He would later learn that he had broken his right ankle. His L3 vertebrae had shattered and shot through the nerve in the spinal cord, leading to the paralysis. He had a laceration to his head and a broken left hand. His father, James, who was then in his early 60s, was also badly injured, with a dislocated hip and a broken pelvis. "Both of us had had a fair smacking up," is how David sums it up. Dark moments are recalled by David today from when he lay in his hospital bed. Recounting his story as a 44-year-old who has a warm smile and an open personality, though a little shy at first, through his momentarily pained expression, you see the resilience there. It was obviously needed. He greatly missed his father, who was in the Talat University Hospital in the west of Dublin, while he was in the Mater Hospital in the city, but his mother visited him every day. Knowing his motocross dream lay shattered, it wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah, it was a bad feeling, as I'd lost my whole life in motorbike racing that I was at from the time I was 8 years of age up until I was 21, till the accident, really. Family was very supportive. The mother was in every single day to the hospital. She was splitting up. I didn't see the father for 6 weeks, as he was in the west side of Dublin, Talla Hospital, for 6 weeks. He didn't know how bad I was, and he thought the mother wasn't telling him the truth, how bad I was. And so after about 6 weeks, the nurses let him out in a wheelchair to come across to the Mater Hospital to see me.
With considerable determination, the 21-year-old was learning to walk again as his spine and legs recovered. There was 8 months of rehabilitation from the wheelchair to walking on crutches, but like the motocross rider powering to the first bend, David didn't doubt himself during this test.
I always had, from the time I was paralysed and did the operation on the L-train to put a plate in the stabiliser, I always said that I was going to walk again. I always had that ambition in my head that I was 100% positive I was going to walk, I was going to get back on my motorbike and race it again and the whole lot. So it took me about, after the third day, I started moving my right ankle. And from then on, it just started getting better. And I said, "Ah, bingo, we're going to walk again." So it took me about 8 months to get back on crutches. And I never looked back then after that. As soon as I was on the crutches, we went to the local par 3. I used to pull on the crutches sitting at me back and I'd swing the golf club and I just golf took over again from then. Just standing in the one spot and just swinging and hitting the club just on my shoulders.
Two wonderful things would come out of the young man's change in lifestyle. One being his growing love for golf, and another involves a four-letter word beginning with F, which is Ford. The twin passions would again be shared with his dad, creating a formidable double act in the mechanic's shed and on the fairways. And certainly golf would replace the motorbike to foster David's competitive streak.
When you go on the golf course, you're getting all the fresh air, you're out in peace, and you take all your aggression on the golf ball, even though he can hit you a slap in the face when he wants to not go where you want.
It took David a good while to get used to his swing following his injuries. He had a metal plate inside him to help hold together his spine, and this change to his back, along with a weakened right leg, led to loss of power and some mobility. So David adapted his method of swinging the club to be more in the shoulders, as he puts it. The years rolled by and he played a lot of golf with his friends and family. After years of working on his swing and gradually getting better, playing in plenty of local competitions, in 2021, David heard of EDGAR and the golf tournaments for players who have a disability. In 2022, he learned that the first G4D Irish Open would be staged. He just knew he had to be involved.
And then when I knew there was the Irish Open coming to Ireland for the very first time, I said, "I'm going to try and look for a pass and try and get into this." And then it just took over from the Irish Open. I just loved it so much and I got on so well. I never thought I'd have the ability to play at a level of the golf that is in EDGAR. And then all of a sudden, I popped in there. I started doing well and I was getting a few seconds. And then obviously the win came along and that made it even more hungry for another win. Yeah, the first win was in the Madrid Open back last October. And that was special for to get that. There was a lot of tears shed.
While his wife Susan and his young son, who's also called David, travelled with David to Madrid. His father couldn't make it as he had just had eye surgery, but his dad would be his caddy in a memorable few days this April 2024 at County Sligo Golf Club, where David would win the net prize in Golf Island's ISPS Handa G4D at the West. David said his dad, who is now 86, caddied the whole way round, and his usual great advice and support helped David to play his best golf as he won the tournament. Alongside the golf, father and son put their knowledge of engines from the motorbike days to good use when they started restoring classic cars just a couple of years after David's accident. This has turned into a grand passion, and they now have 26 cars, nearly all of them Ford models. A number had been highly neglected and decrepit shells of old cars, which the pair have lovingly rebuilt, found new parts, and polished to look as good as new. David bought one scrap heap of a 1990s Mini for €80, which he totally rebuilt and put in a 1.3 engine. This favourite little car is now pristine and worth more than a few euros. None of the 26 cars have been sold, as David is saving them as an investment for his family. He says working on the cars has given he and James so much joy. His dad still wants to get oil and grease on his hands and work an engine to this day. David had worked in different areas over the years, including construction and farming, but it would be his mechanical knowledge that would lead to what has become a dream job for David when the greenkeeping staff at nearby Powers Court Golf Club gave David the chance to join the team 2 years ago. The course is owned by the Slazenger family, and David will be eternally grateful to them and the course superintendent Paul Farron, who put his faith in him, even given his lack of greens experience, offering him the chance to join the 10-strong greenkeeping team that work on the west and east courses there. David has never looked back, and one of his biggest smiles in the interview comes when he talks of his fellow colleagues and the sheer joy of working well on a fine golf course.
We were well looked after by the Slazenger family, that's the owners of Powers Court. We're well looked staff as well, looked after. You do staff outings for us there on the golf course, barbecues for the summer, Christmas parties. So we can't complain, we're well looked after. There's great atmosphere in the canteen with the lads. We always have a laugh at lunchtime. You couldn't ask for a better bunch of lads.
Impressed with his knowledge of machinery, Paul Farron has David teamed up with the club's mechanical guru, Conor O'Brien, to widen his knowledge.
Yeah, the head greenkeeper in Powers Court Golf Club is Mr. Paul Farron. I thank him tremendously. He gave me the job. Probably I wouldn't be as good at the golf at the moment as I am now from working on the golf course, and as well as then getting practice in the evening time as a part. They let us out there to practice in the evening time, and the Slazenger family have been absolutely excellent, all the staff there.
Each working day, David leaves his house at 5:15 a.m. and is cutting the grass in the rough or on the fairways or greens by 6 a.m. before tending the bunkers and other tasks on the west course. Typically finishing at 2:45 p.m, there is usually time to practice, and on the longer summer days, play either at Powers Court or what is now his home club at the seaside links of Arklow Golf Club, where he has been a member for the last 5 years. David is relishing the good form he has shown in Edgar tournaments and wants to keep going and take his golfing journey as far as he can, both in his job, he says he hopes to work at Powers Court until he retires, and as a G4D player.
Yeah, I would love to get up playing a lot more G4D events, get down to single figures in my handicap, if possible, with all my practice and that as well, and playing tournaments. So yeah, I'd love to get inside maybe the top 10 before the end of 2024 in the net division world rankings. So that's my goal so far.
His father, James, and mother, Patricia, wife, Susan, and his son, David, and daughter, Saoirse, make a happy and supportive group and are well known by other Edgar golfers, with family members, usually with David when he's travelling to tournaments. David the younger is just starting to swing a club properly, while his sister, Saoirse, is already wanting to emulate her father on the links.
Yeah, the little one, she's mad into golf now. I had her out yesterday evening down on the links with me. She comes out now, puts the bag on the buggy and comes out, and she's smacking her driver 150 yards at 8 years of age. And so I shortened it up. I put maybe tee her up at the 150 yard mark and see what she can get down to the green. And so she was making a lot of trees yesterday.
James Quinn is still doing very well, aged 86, and is always the voice of reason on the course. And David, who admits to being a little hot-headed at times, usually goes with Dad's advice, and he is continually looking to improve with James on the bag.
He's coming to the Irish Open and he's coming to the British Open and I'm going back to defend my title then in Madrid again then in October and I'm coming back to the Algarve because I'm hungry to win that Algarve Open in November that I got second in last year.
The motocross racing seems a long time ago now for David, but he looks back fondly on his 21-year-old self as he raced hell for leather to get ahead of his friends. He is just as competitive today, but golf has brought out his more philosophical side. He can now appreciate the good shots and the bad that life throws at him. He is still in one piece. And, on a daily basis, he gets to enjoy the cut grass of his now spiritual home, the golf course. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.